Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pharrell has taken over. Let's go. It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Stakes, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell. Coast to coast.
All right, Carver High, set to hit all these baseball games tonight. And there's one today starting at Petco, L.A. and San Diego in bright sunshine in SoCali, Cal. I did want to mention that today I did celebrate the 400th episode of BVB with Matty Peralt and your boy, the sportsbook consigliere. I was on there full on lit, sweating, actually sweating. When I was done, I lifted my shirt and had full soaking chest because it was so intense. The celebration of the Brigade and all of their freak fans. They love you, by the way. And Sherapan told me he's a regular on Carver and Lisi. And I said, very popular, these shows. Carver and Lisi, BVB, very popular people.
Yeah, Dave stops by once or twice a week and says hello to
who
me
does?
And Joe. You know, he just like, comes by and sits down. I think he's sending me one of those hats, too. He texted
I know which one you're getting. I already saw it. It's unbelievable.
The Kelly Green one. The green and gold one that we've got coming my way. So that's a nice,
nice.
BVB hat.
They showed that,
that
today.
Nice. Let's get now to tonight. The Marlins and the Reds, two teams that have been sputtering, to say the least. Brandon Williamson for Cincinnati tonight. And Yuri Perez, Scotty, back for the Marlins for the first time in weeks after they sent him down with the innings limit. Right now, Reds plus $1.25 at home. Marlins minus -150 road favorite. 10.5 the big total.
Yeah, I got to tell you, both of these teams are slumping. And they don't score runs. When you're not winning, you're not scoring. And I'm going to take the under here and stay away from either side. Both of them are stinking it up. Both of them are losing every game they play. Both of them are coming off sweeps. I want no part of it. Give me the under.
The Twins are in Detroit against the Tigers. Pablo Lopez and Joey Wentz open up that series. Twins minus -175 on the road. Plus +145 now for the Tigers. 8.5 the total.
I like the over. I like the Twins. I do not like Wentz. He gets lit up. He gives up 6 to 8 runs every time he pitches.
He does. Not very good at all. The Twins have had problems with the Tigers this year, though. I will say that. They've had some problems with them. Nationals in Philadelphia against the Phillies. Ranger Danger Suarez and Trevor Williams, minus -225 for Philly, plus +180 for the Nats, flat 10 the total.
Well, they're selling that Suarez never loses to the Nationals. I'll take the run and a half at minus -105 with the Natty.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a lot of runs tonight. As we're going to see in the lion's share, I've got several guys who have very, very good numbers against Trevor Williams that we're going to try to get over the wall tonight. So let's make that happen. The Braves are at PNC against the Buccos. Spencer Strider and Osvaldo Beto will open up that series. Minus -3 Bills for the Braves. Minus -300 plus +230 for the Pirates. Flat 9 the total.
This is going to get so ugly that you even have to pay $1.70 to lay the run and a half. Look, what I expect to see is the Braves kick the Pirates' ass and score 12, 13 runs. I mean, that's just all there is to it. We welcome our radio affiliates to Coast on a Monday. I'm Pharrell along with Carver High. Strider going. He'll strike out a a dozen Pirates, and I think the Braves lineup is just going to absolutely devour the Pirates, and Beto's going to get torched. He won't last three innings.
Could be an over by themselves for the Braves tonight with the way that they hit homers there at PNC against Beto.
Please.
Cubs and the Mets at Citi Field. Drew Smyly and Senga are the starters. The Mets are favored tonight, minus 115 now, minus 105 for the Cubbies, flat 9 the total.
So, I mean, I got it at plus 110 this morning with the Cubs, and now it's minus 106 up to the second, whatever. I'm taking the Cubs. I know how good Senga is. I also know how bad the Mets are. So behind him, defensively horrible and offensively horrible, I got enough reasons to go with a Cub team that's on fire right now. Now all of a sudden they got to face this guy and they're not going to do anything at all. Going to get shut down, shut out. I am not buying that. I'll still take the Cubs.
Red Sox will try to get back on track tonight at home against the Royals. Bello and Reagans are the starters. Red Sox minus 200, Royals plus 165, 9.5 the total.
Look, I got to tell you, Boston is absolutely infighting and melting. They're having a horrible stretch right now. And I know the Royals lost two in Philly, but they still won a game there, and they had won seven in a row. So they've won 7 of 9. I'm going to take a stab at the Royals tonight outright at +165 to upset the Red Sox.
Why not? With the way the Red Sox are going right now, why not take a little shot with the Royals? All right, we'll come back. I've got five more games for you for tonight, and then we'll get into a couple of other things, including a tough, tough exit for the U.S. women at the World Cup. They just never got going. Down there, down under in that tournament.
I thought they had 5 or 6 chances to win that game against Sweden and blew it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver High, it is straw hat day at Petco. I mean to tell you, sold out and every single fan got a straw hat. And it is crazy looking over there into the crowd. Everyone's wearing them. I think that would affect my sun tanning. I would not be wearing the straw hat. As to not be able to cop rays at Petco on a day game is not my idea of fun. You gotta cop rays. Cop and state.
That's a nice take the day off Monday afternoon, out at the ballpark, hang out in that little area they got back there after the game, get all loaded up. That's a big day out there in San Diego. The Blue Jays are in Cleveland tonight, definitely not San Diego. Hyunjin Ryu and Gavin Williams will be the pitching matchup. Jays minus 130 the road favorite, plus 110 for the Guardians, 8.5 the total.
I got to be honest, you know, the White Sox were able to win Saturday in the middle of that fight. They were able to win Sunday. I think Toronto can go into Cleveland and win that game tonight with Ryu.
Yeah, I think that they can as well, no doubt. Ryu, and look, second start coming back. Wasn't that great in his first one. We'll see if he could shake it off. Colorado into Milwaukee. Peter Lambert and Freddie Peralta, the starting pitchers, minus 250. For the Brew Crew, plus 195 for Colorado, 8.5 the total.
I like the under, and I like Milwaukee laying the 1.5. I'm thinking 4-1, 4-2 type game. Neither one of them scores lots of runs. Like the Rockies won yesterday 1-0. The Brewers never score. They scored one run yesterday. So I'll take the under and the Brewers laying the 1.5 at minus 115.
The Yankees, after the split at home against the Astros, head to Chicago to face those White Sox. Gerrit Cole and Dylan Cease is the pitching matchup. Yankees minus 165 on the road, plus 135 for Chicago, 7.5 the low total of the night.
Even money to lay the 1.5 with Ace Ventura, Gerrit Cole on the mound. I bet it this morning, Yankees, and I dropped the 1.5.
Giants and the Angels in Anaheim. Angels really need to get something going. They've lost six in a row. Patrick Sandoval and Logan Webb will be the pitching matchup. Minus 120, Giants the road favorite. Even money for the Angels. 8.5 the total.
Yeah, I still like the Giants here after losing two to the A's. It's just that the Angels haven't won a game in August yet, and they're struggling mightily to do anything right. So I'll take San Francisco here to bounce back after two embarrassing losses to the A's.
And finally, the Rangers are out in Oakland at the Ashtray against the Athletics. Dane Dunning and Ken Waldichuk are the starters. Rangers minus 225. A's plus 185, flat 9 the total.
Yeah, I like the over here, and I like Texas laying the 1.5 at minus 135, whatever it takes. Everyone's on the under. I like the over. You can say whatever you want about the A's. They scored all kinds of runs against the Giants. I think this is going to be a good game tonight. I think Texas is better with Dunning on the mound, though.
There you go. That's your night in baseball. We actually still have the lion's share to come. We'll give you the strikeouts, the home runs, the tater tots, and the signature bets coming up next on the lion's share as we look to ring the bell a little bit tonight. All right, a couple of other things. The United States women, of course, were the favorites to win a third consecutive World Cup. Just wasn't meant to be, Scotty. They really never got going. Had a lot of opportunities yesterday morning against Sweden. Couldn't score, go to penalty kicks, and as you always know, anything can happen in those penalty kicks. And unfortunately for the United States, they go home. Very disappointing, Scotty, from the U.S. women out there.
You know, I thought they played their best game against Sweden. Better than Vietnam, Netherlands, or Portugal. I thought they actually had several great opportunities in that game to score, including very late. You know, they got a header late that the goalie made a great save on right in front of the net. I thought they had every chance in the world, even in the PK, to miss that many penalty kicks. They deserved to lose, to be honest with you. And no one wants to hear it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Look, I don't deny either one of their brilliance in Rapinoe or Ertz. I don't deny their gold medal and their two World Cups. I don't deny the absolute monstrous things that Rapinoe has done for women's soccer and fighting people that are, you know, screwed over, you name it. She's always stood for something. She's knelt during the anthem. She's been a protester. She's fought for the rights of equal pay and everything else. I think she's excellent and has been an excellent player and an incredible superstar soccer player, no doubt about it. But I got to tell you, for my money, when I was watching it, she looked really old to me. Like, I'm looking at this World Cup and everybody's, you know, 20 years old and flying up and down the field. And this chick looked like a mom out there with kids. She looked so old to me, it wasn't even funny. Like, no offense. And they kept putting her in there late in games.
It's true.
And she looked like she was 60 years old. I don't care what anybody says. Her and Ertz were too old, and they need to retire. There's a time when you just have to get out when you're washed and you're old. It should be a young girl's game. You shouldn't be playing when you're that old. I don't care what anybody says. It hurt them. More than anything, all their experience, it didn't pay off, Mike.
Didn't pay off. They made bad decisions with who was on the field. They just did. You could tell the first game she played when she came in the group stage, it's not the same player. And it's nothing against her, like you said. It's just the way the world works. You're not on top forever. It's just kind of the way that things go. And
right.
I had no problem. If you want to have her on the team, that's fine. There's plenty of roster space. But keep putting her in there. And it's not just her. There was a couple of the older players. And you get what you get. And it's time to turn the page to let all that the young crew that they have there be the future now. It just didn't work out. Thought they were a little arrogant at times as well. Kind of with the way they were showing up with the suits and dancing. I know that upset some people as well. But forget that stuff. That's nonsense. The bottom line is they didn't play well enough, and that's why they're
right.
Going home. That's just why it's going home. And everybody at the sportsbook cleaned up. right? I mean, they always clean up. We know that. Oh, but everybody cleaned up at the sports book because everybody bet the United States. So there you go. And I'm sure Famous Sheamus is going to tell you that later on. Everybody lined up and bet the United States, and none of those tickets are cashing. Not too many, you know, England and Sweden tickets to win the World Cup over there at the house, Scotty, I'm sure. There's a couple, listen, but not enough to make
Mike,
up for
I
that.
I thought there were five teams at least that would have beaten the U.S.'s ass in a winner-take-all game of, you know, elimination. You know, winner-take-all. Win, go. Lose, go home. So I thought there were five teams. I even told you, I thought Colombia could have beat them too. I mean, they're in Netherlands. Yeah. I think England is better. There's no doubt. I mean, they got all these teams that are better than them now. And I got to tell you, to me, they just looked really old.
Yeah, that's it's you know, you can't win each time. And these other teams all got better during the span that they were winning those two World Cups. And now they have to go and go back to the drawing board and get their young players back up to where 4 years from now, they're back in the mix to try to win another one. All right. I'm going to have to save. I can't just spend 45 seconds on a massive Penguin trade. So we'll have to save this. For later on, but of course the Penguins made a monster move.
So let me ask you this question then really quick. Does it hurt soccer for women in the U.S. with their NWSL and everything else that it's going to be 4 years before we see this again? Because I can guarantee you I could care less about it until it happens again. I could care less about, like, I'm just being honest, the Women's Pro League, I wouldn't watch it if you paid me.
No, that's their visibility and their success is based off of them winning World Cups. And gold medals. You know, that's the stuff that everybody looks for with them. They don't watch the NFL. It is what it is. You're right. They don't watch that. Nobody watches that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The brighter the lights, the bigger the stakes. Hunt or be hunted. Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And the no-run first inning deal at BetMGM, which is incredible. It's on Fridays only, though. But that's awesome because on Fridays I get involved. How do you get into it? Well, three easy steps. Opt into the promotion, place a no-run first inning bet on any MLB game. Bet no on the – will there be a run in the first inning market? If your bet loses but only one run is scored during the first inning, you're going to receive a bonus bet back equaling your stake up to $50. That's styling. At worst, you get $50 back if only one run is scored. Bonus bet will be reflected once wager is settled, available only on – Fridays. Please make sure to read the full terms and conditions of the promotion before participating. Go to BetMGM.com. Real quick, Carver High, before you get into the strikeouts, taters, and Gucci's, we were just talking about streaming and how sports is all streaming, and now, like, Messi, you got to buy the Apple package to get it, and are they doing it? And yes, they are for Messi, but overall, we started talking about it's going to be the wave of the future, but the future is now. All these leagues are already streaming. All of them are already on Apple and Amazon Prime, and the NFL's doing it now. Everybody's doing it now. I will say, Mavi had mentioned, you know, you got to keep the cable at the very least for the older generation. Fair enough, and I agreed that they're out there, but I don't think television executives care, frankly, about the older generation. I think they care about 18 to 34 and 25 to 54. That's who they're after, and they always have been. And here's the reason I can prove it. Because I have had Granny staying at the Ferrella Palatial now for like 3 weeks. And I mean to tell you, every day, at least five times a day, I have to tell her how to change the channel on the TV. Like, it's one button. It's one button. I'm like this, Granny. I'm like, look, just this button right here. This one right here. Just hit that one up and down. And you're good to go every day, five times a day, 7 days a week, 3 weeks. You do the math. She still hasn't figured out how to change the channel on the channel changer. God bless her. She's 90. She drinks whiskey, loves her Pinot, loves a little fat bowl. But the deal is this. If you can't change the channel, trust me, television executives don't care if you're watching TV.
They don't care. They don't care about, you said it already, that demographic is all that they care about. They care about 18 to 34, et cetera, et cetera. That is all that matters. And it is going to be the future, whether you like it or not. What you're seeing with the MLS and Apple, that will be the future.
Baseball.
5 to 10 years from now for everybody. Okay? NFL's already there with the Sunday ticket being on YouTube. Apple is there with all of their games. Every MLS game the entire season's on Apple. They have local announcers. They're doing the games. 5 years from now, it'll be the same. Look at all this problem baseball's having, all these regional sports providers. They're all going to be, you're going to buy all the
streams.
They all
went under.
Bang, it's going to be all going to happen. I mean, the hockey now all streams on ESPN+. I get it. They're produced by the regional sports networks. But eventually that'll be gone. It's the way of the world. And that's the way that everything is going.
I just want to say,
so.
I like the ESPN Plus with the hockey. I won't deny it, but I do think it still is weak. It's really weak trying to watch a hockey game on your phone. I just think it's awful.
Well,
okay, I don't care how big your phone is. It still sucks.
Well, I have it, yeah. I mean, look, for you, you got to get it on your TV, too. I mean, I have the ESPN Plus on my TV.
I have it on
your
TV.
On all the TVs. You got to get it on all the TVs, so you don't have to watch it on the phone. If you're on the go, you could watch it on the phone. There's plenty of options to watch that.
Barbara High, you are on the go. You're on the Iron Horse.
Yeah.
You are always on the go, Strong Island style. You're never nestled in front of the TV. If you're on the go and you got to watch hockey on your phone, it is a drag.
Yep, no question. All right, it is time for the Lion's Share. Why don't we get into that? Brought to you by BetMGM. Let's let this fly. How about the strikeouts, the home runs, the signature bets? Let's make it happen here today. Why don't we start with Ace Ventura, Garrett Cole, who's at 7.5 this morning. Now it's at 6.5. I actually can't believe that it went down. He's gone over 7.5 in three of his four starts since the All-Star break. He's got a 10, an 11, an 8 in that mix, facing a White Sox lineup, which does strike out quite a bit. I'm on the over for Cole tonight, Scotty.
I'm with you. I don't have a problem with that. I bet him to win. I bet him minus a run and a half, and I'll bet him over 7.5.
Next, let's go to Strider against the Pirates. Now, once again, the Pirates, not good. A lot of young hitters. Strider, it's 9.5. It's a big number for even money. But listen to this guy. 9, 10, 13, 10, 11. He gets double digits almost every single night, and he's facing the Pirates. We're going over with Strider.
I'm over. I think he'll land between 12 and 15.
12 and 15. Do a little alt there for Strider tonight in that situation. I like that a lot. Next, our first under, we will go to Pablo Lopez with the Twinkies, who are in Detroit against the Tigers. I think this is a little too much. 7.5 for him. I'm going to go with the under for Lopez. He's only gotten over this once in his last four starts. Hasn't had a couple good outings against the Tigers this year. I'm going under 7.5 with Lopez.
I think that's a great bet because you said it best. They struggle against the Tigers, and they're at Comerica, so I'll go under with you.
And finally, for the strikeouts, we have Logan Webb for the Giants tonight. Now, Webb really doesn't get over this number too often. It's 6.5 for him. Hasn't gotten over it recently except for once in his last four starts. But facing an Angel lineup, which has been striking out a ton, I'm going to take a chance with the over tonight in Anaheim for Webb with a little plus 115.
Yeah, I'll stay under with Webb tonight. They have been struggling as much as, I mean, the Angels have not hit anybody, but at some level they got to break out of it. And I think tonight they just got swept. Are they just going to keep not winning, not scoring, not hitting? At some point it has to end, and I say, he doesn't have 7 against them tonight.
There you go. The strikeouts for tonight. It's tater time. Home runs. Now, Trevor Williams for the Nationals. He's got some tough numbers against these guys. Schwarber has 4 homers off him. Realmuto has 3 homers off him. Turner has 3 homers off him. Castellanos has 2 homers off him. A lot of guys have hit Williams hard in this Philly lineup. I usually don't go under 2 bills for the homers on the Lion's Share, Scotty, but I have to with Schwarber. It's too juicy tonight. Plus 185. He destroys this guy. We're going to put Kyle in the lineup.
I like Schwarbaum and Realmuto. I don't have a problem with any of those guys that you mentioned. The problem I have is that I like the Nats in that run and a half, so I need a wild game at Citizens. And my buddy
Let's
went
get
to
a
the
wild,
game tonight.
wild 8-7 game, 9-8 type of game. Lots of runs.
I like those
because
numbers.
I'm actually double dipping the Phillies on the lion's share. Real Muto also at plus 310. We double dip the Phillies for tater time tonight. That's how confident we are against Trevor Williams. We'll go with Real Muto also.
All right. I'm with you.
Next, the Reds have not been good. The Marlins have not been good. It's a big total, and you have Yuri Perez making his first start in weeks. So what do I want to do? I want to grab Joey Votto at plus 340 to get a homer off of Perez's first start back. Maybe welcome back to the majors, kid. Give me Votto plus 340 tonight at home in Cincinnati, where he hits a lot of home runs in their home ballpark.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to deny that Votto's a decent bet. The Reds just aren't playing well for me, though. I'm going to say no.
Next, Citi Field, and the Mets have been awful. I don't expect the Mets to win tonight, Scotty, but you can't deny the numbers that Alonso has against Drew Smyly. He is 4-for-12 off him with two home runs. He's beating him up pretty good. Plus 320 for the Polar Bear to get one off of the lefty Smyly tonight at Citi.
Now, look, I'm worried about Smyly. His ERA is around 7. His last four starts, he's just been awful. One of the three worst in the National League, getting torched. We'll see how he does tonight. I told you, leaning on the bats. I mean, these guys like Talkman and Swanson and Bellinger, and, I mean, they got so many guys that are hitting. Madrigal, all of them can hit home runs. For the Cubs, I'm on the Cubs side hitting home runs. I'm not on the Mets at all, including Polar Bear.
For the Braves, we usually like to throw one of their guys in there. I'm going to spin the wheel with Riley tonight against Beto out in Pittsburgh at plus 333. But, of course, Scotty, if you wanted to try Olsen, Ozuna, Acuna, whatever you want to do, I don't mind any of the Braves tonight in PNC against the Pirates.
Yeah, I like Harris as well, Ozuna, as you mentioned, Olsen, automatic, and I wouldn't be surprised, Acuna. They're going to terrorize Pittsburgh this week.
Yes, they certainly are, and that's where we'll also start our signature bets. We'll roll through these quick. I'll give you all three of them. You can tell me what you like here. Acuna and Olsen, 5-plus total bases. We'll start the latter there against Beto and the Pirates, plus 115. 5 total bases, Acuna and Olsen. Next, Schwarber and Harper for the Phillies. 7-plus total bases at plus 230. We told you already Schwarber hits Williams very well. We got a bunch of guys in there. We'll do Schwarber and Harper at 7-plus at plus 230. And I'm throwing you a strikeout one tonight, Scotty. That's right, a strikeout signature bet to get us going. We already said we like Cole over the 7.5. Now, Cease has not been good for the White Sox, but he does get his strikeouts. Yankees strike out a ton. Cole and Cease, 8-plus strikeouts at 4 bills, plus 4 hundy for Cole and Cease to have 8 strikeouts tonight.
I like that bet, and I like the Braves bet. I don't like the Phillies bet. I think the Braves are going to have like 90 bases against the Pirates tonight.
Yes, I think that's very possible as well. And I do like that Cole and Cease one. It's a favorite for me at 4-1.
Let's go.
Both those guys can get to 8 strikeouts. There you go. The lion's share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
The Gucci bets from Carver High.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Famous Seamus McGee is a legend on Coast to Coast. He's with us every week to talk about what's going on at BetMGM behind the window in the hizzy. I want to start with this. I know that you were at Saratoga, which is awesome. Great spot. Really cool at the spa. Were you there when that horse died?
Unfortunately, I was. I wasn't. We were sitting on the porch. We had a table there, and I didn't have any action on that race. So I thought I'd sit by our table and watch on one of the TVs there. And it was surreal. I could not believe it happened. It was really sad to see.
So explain to everybody what happened, if you can remember it.
So the 8 horse is coming into this race. For background, Bill Parcells owns this horse. It's won its first 5 races. It's really picking up a lot of steam. And it's literally 10 feet from the finish line. And I think it just broke its ankle, like right there. Jockey went flying. And unfortunately, they had to put the horse down on the track. And it was just a really terrible scene at the time.
God almighty. Was Parcells there?
I didn't see. I'm not sure about that.
Wow, that is crazy. I hate to hear about that happening. It's just been happening way too often everywhere. I mean, you name it. Churchill Downs, I mean, they thought they were going to have to shut it down. They thought they were going to have to resurface. They didn't know what was going on. They lost so many horses over the last year. It's crazy. So, Seamus, let's talk about the Hall of Fame game. Did people get involved in that Browns game? I hit the Browns +2, but were people actually betting that game on last Thursday night?
Yeah, Hall of Fame game is usually one of the higher bet preseason games that we have. It's, you know, first game back for everyone. We got some sharp money coming on the Jets earlier in the week that pushed them from a dog to that -2.5-2 number. And, yeah, it was okay. Broke about even on it. Nothing too crazy there results-wise, but no, good action on the game.
So how much do people bet on the preseason in general? Do people just bet futures and seasonal props for the most part until the games are real, or could people care less and they just bet on the NFL because it's the NFL, whether it's preseason or not?
I mean, it's mostly futures for sure until the preseason comes around. But even during the preseason, people are still liking to put some futures down just because everyone's getting back into the swing of things. But I'd say the average preseason game probably holds around it's probably around an average MLB game, honestly. People just really love football. They love to bet it, even if it's preseason or not.
Wow, that's crazy. Who are people riding to make and miss the playoffs in the NFL as we really get rolling this week?
So I haven't noticed a ton of teams to miss the playoffs that I've noticed one side action on. 3 teams I noticed that stood out to me that we've said yes on is the Falcons, the Patriots, and the Broncos. The Patriots and Broncos, I feel like maybe there's a little hometown bias. There's a lot of money on the Patriots to do a lot of things. I think a lot of Massachusetts money is coming in there. And it's the best price you're going to get on the Patriots to make the playoffs in probably the better part of 20 years. And then Broncos, a lot of Colorado money. But the Falcons is definitely a team we've seen on the futures ticker come through a decent chunk. And then the most bet two-way is definitely the Steelers. A lot of action coming on both sides to make or miss. And that's a pretty even price there. So that's definitely seeing, I'd say the most two-way action is the Steelers.
So as far as win totals go, who's the most bet, or is it in the same line as the ones you're talking about?
Well, we're taking a lot of money on the Jets over 9.5. It's just to be expected with them. Bears over 7.5 is one I've noticed that's been getting hit pretty decently. And I noticed Panthers under 7.5 has a lot of money on it. Which is interesting because there's a big new head coach in town with a rookie quarterback trend. I think there's one out there going over the win total. But other than that, you know, there's Broncos over 8.5. Raiders under 7.5 and 6.5. We have win totals from 6 to 7 numbers per team. So you can hit an alternate number if you want. And there's been a lot of Raiders under numbers coming through.
Do you think the Bears double their wins? They won 3 games. Now all of a sudden it's 7.5. That's crazy.
I don't think they will. They made some improvements to the team. I don't think Fields is that good. I don't think the defense is that much improved. I know they play in a really bad NFC, but I don't see them beating the Lions once. I honestly don't see them beating the Vikings once. Maybe they can beat the Packers once, but that's a big question mark of a team right there. I was really low on the Bears last year. I personally had to bet on them to the worst record. And I don't think they did much to improve themselves this year, to be honest.
So who are people betting for the most regular season baseball wins? Is it Atlanta?
Atlanta's a big favorite now, but before the show, I jumped on, and there's some really good-looking tickets for the Orioles as high as 251 before the season. So if the Orioles are our biggest liability right now, and they're 6-1 right now, just behind them, crazier things have happened, but I don't see the Braves giving that up. They're a huge favorite right now.
I think the Orioles are badass. Is Shohei running away with the home run leader betting like he is with the MVP in the AL?
Yeah, we have it down for the moment, but that's something I think we'll probably get up again going into the weekend. But yeah, he's now below even money now. I think he's -155, -160 last I checked. So yeah, he is starting to run away with it, it looks like.
Valdez's no-hitter cut his Cy Young odds in half. Are people jumping on him now after the fact?
Yeah, I saw a big jump in bets after he did that, especially on 93 pitches, which is crazy. But every time Gerrit Cole seems to take them out, he's always in control. It's 7 or 8 innings, two or less runs. So I think he's really got a real control over this right now. He'd have to really blow up, I think, for Framber to really make a run at this.
Is Strider running away with it in the National League?
I wouldn't say running away with it yet. You still have guys like Snell who have been just lights out that are, you know, really keeping it a race right now. So I wouldn't say he's running away with it just yet, but he's having a great year.
So Messi continues his tear for Miami. He did it again yesterday. Unbelievable. He had a goal, then he had the free kick goal, then he had a penalty kick to win it. He's a freak. Is he killing you guys on the props?
Yeah, I mean, it might be the easiest bet in sports right now. Is Messi playing tonight? He's going to score twice. It's remarkable. I was out here, a week ago talking about how low I was on Miami. They might not lose a game with this guy. Like, it's remarkable what's going on right now. So, yeah, he hasn't been too kind to BetMGM so far.
How big of a winner was it for BetMGM for all the people that had tickets on the USA and the Women's World Cup?
Huge win for the book. They were only loser on the outright book. Every time they play, we need unders and teams to cover spreads and underdogs. But, I mean, we really did well on the U.S. women's this year. I'm a little worried about what it's going to do to interest and handle going forward on the tournament now that they're out. But we'll see how it goes.
So were people betting heavy on the England and Australia games today, or was there a die out?
I didn't see as much as I saw in the group stage, if I'm being honest. Like even like when the U.S. wasn't playing in the group stage, it seemed like there was more interest. I didn't see a ton of action today getting written on that game.
A lot of heavily bet fighters on the UFC fight card the other night in Salt Lake, I think that's where it was, did not come through with wins. Where was it, Mafia? Oh, in Nashville, sorry. I lose track with the religion and everything involved. How much money did they lose on all these favorites that didn't cover?
We had a great UFC night, one of our better fight nights of the year. I think we only lost on about 2 fights, which is crazy to me. So no, it was definitely a good weekend for us, bounce back weekend, if you will, after the last pay-per-view.
So how much action did you guys end up taking on the Paul Diaz fight?
We took a lot. It was, I mean, in terms of boxing fights go, it was up there. We took more on all the UFC fights compared to the Paul Diaz fight, but that was a great result for us. Paul going the distance, because if people were betting Paul, they were betting him to win by knockout, and then we actually had a lot of money coming in on Nate Diaz, more money wagered on Diaz than on Paul. So all in all, great night for us.
Is it normal that the UFC outpaces boxing for you guys at the window?
It seems to be now. I'd say that's definitely par for the course. I mean, I'd have to go back and check. I still think it outdid the Spence fight from last week, UFC. So it's just getting more and more popular.
So Lucas Glover won the Wyndham. Was that seemed like a good result as well for you guys?
Yeah, it was good. Just not the best handle on a tournament this year. Not a lot of huge names. So, but hey. I mean, he was a good winner for us, so we'll take that.
Do people still bet tourney to tourney, or are they just betting on who's going to win the FedEx playoff?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, I was taking some bets on the playoffs today over the counter. So, yeah, it's a little bit of column A, a little column B. They bet both right now is my answer.
Who are people betting on to win that playoff?
So the big losers for us right now are Hovland, Spieth, and Fowler. And then, obviously, Scheffler's taking a lot of money whenever he's up there. If anything, we're rooting right now for, like, the realistic winners. And you also have to think realistic winners by the time they tee off. Cantlay and Xander and Schauffele would be really good results. Like, right now, Rahm and McIlroy are pretty decent for us. But, you know, I can't imagine that's going to be the case by the time they tee off.
So college football, as you know, is right around the corner doing push-ups. And we all know Navy and Notre Dame started off on the 26th. There's a ton of games that day, Ohio and San Diego State, San Jose State and USC as well on Saturday night, that first night on the 26th. How much is Notre Dame the big bet game so far against Navy over all those others?
Haven't really noticed a ton of week zero action coming yet, but it's probably going to be. It's not a lot of huge names in there, but Notre Dame playing in Dublin, you'd think that's going to be the big driver for that weekend. But yeah, it's coming up around the corner. We still have all the week one games up as well as some games of the year. Still seeing some money trickle in there, but nothing huge.
That Labor Day weekend, there's like 80 games. Real quick, 30 seconds. How much do you like betting on the ponies, like at Saratoga? Is that your thing?
During COVID, I really tried to get into it, but it is a slog. You really got to do your homework. It's really tough. I tried it for a little bit when there was no sports, and I don't know if I could go back. I was with my buddy, who it's his favorite thing to bet on, so it was a good trip.
So what'd you do, just lean on him?
Brim, I'm that guy. I look at a program, I try to understand how to read it, and then I try to make my own bets, like I'm doing math on the wall. You know?
All right, Famous, I'll see you next week. Have a good week, buddy. Say hi to everybody at BetMGM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Padres up 5-0 on Gonsolin and the Dodgers going to the fourth. It's time for Today in Carver High History.
I'm going to start in 1956 today. The Boston Red Sox fined Ted Williams $5,000 for spitting at heckling fans. It was his third incident in 3 weeks. They'd throw the guy out of the league today if that happened. 83, Hal Sutton wins the PGA Championship by one over Jack Nicklaus. 84, United States collects its first Olympic gold medal in women's basketball. They beat South Korea in L.A. 92, the Giants announced the sale of the team to a group of Tampa Bay investors, but the move is blocked by other investors. Remember when they tried to move the Giants to Tampa Bay, of all places? 99, Tampa third baseman Wade Boggs, first major league player to hit a home run for his 3,000th. Career hit, and we have it.
2-2 is the count. And there's a drive. Deep right field. It is gone! The hit that makes history is a two-run home run.
What a hitter.
Wow. How about that? Of course, Jeter would also get his 3,000th hit with a homer. 2004, Greg Maddux gets his 300th win in the Cubs, 8-4 win over the Giants. 2007, Barry Bonds, 756 to break Hank Aaron's MLB record. Some say that wasn't on the up and up. 2016, American swimmer Katie Ledecky sets a new world record as she wins the gold medal in the women's 400 at Rio. 2016, Jim Furyk, 12 under 58 in the final round at the Travelers at River Highlands in Cromwell. I love the TPC, River Highlands in Cromwell. Bryson had a 58 at the Greenbrier yesterday. also in 16. Ichiro becomes the 30th member of the 3,000 hit club. Phelps won his 19th gold in 2016. Allison Felix becomes the most decorated female Olympian in history when she won the gold medal in the 4x400 in Tokyo. And in 2021, Kevin Durant and Team USA wins his third and the team's fourth consecutive gold medal in Tokyo.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.